Hey everybody, it's your girl Shawana. I hope everyone's doing well. I'm still doing this podcasting thing, letting go and let God take control of my exes movement. Just been busy lately and just been blessed with advocating, doing the work for God and trying to help people in our community. I'm excited about that we restarted our NAACP in Bossier City. And it's a lot of other parishes are restarting their NAACP or starting. So, you know, I'm just excited. I was nominated and voted to be the assistant secretary. So I'm happy about that. I'm just thankful right now. Thanking God for all he has done and he will keep doing. Just feeling blessed, you know. Be able to be a part of an organization that started in the civil rights movement. It's been around for 108 years. To be a part of something that Martin Luther King and all those civil rights leaders and activists started, black, white, Italian, Hispanic, all different races started this organization. And to be a part of that is just an honor. And it's historical as well. And to be able to continue that torch and fight for rights and equality, that is something. And I urge anybody to black, white, or whatever color to be a part of this type of organization to fight for injustice, to help one another to another, because that's what God wants. He wants us to come together. He wants us to love one another. You know, he wants us to fight together, doing his will and work. That's what it's all about. He gave us that commission a long time ago. He gave us that commission. This is what we're supposed to be doing in this world as Christians. You know, as service to him, as disciples to him. So I'm excited to be a part of that. You know, I still pray every day with this pandemic that a cure be found, and I pray for those that have lost loved ones and those that are sick and fighting, and I just pray that us as a people will come together and listen and follow guidelines so we can stop this thing instead of it continue to progress and go. You know, we got to do that in order for this thing to stop. We got to come together and listen and not make it about ourselves and not being selfish, but try to work together. So for this little snippet, I just want to talk about loving our past. That's what I want to talk about. Loving our past and letting it go. Loving our past and letting it go. Because a lot of us still living in our past. We can't let it go. That's why we can't move forward. But we got to learn to do that. Sometimes we hold on to stuff for so long that it eats us up inside. Sometimes we hold negativity and animosity against people that we let it eat us up inside. And all we had to do was just talk to that person. If you had a misunderstanding or if you felt some type of way, all you had to do was just sit down and talk to that person and work it out instead of holding on to that animosity. But then at the same time, you want to be that Christian and say praise God and you got to do right, but then you still holding that grudge against your fellow person. You can't be a hypocrite. You can't ride both sides of the fence. You got to let it go no matter what. You know, a lot of times we say, I forgive them, but I don't forget. Well, you ain't forgave them if you can't forget it. It's no point. You still being that hypocrite. God not going to bless you with that. So that's what I want to say for these little snippets. You got letting go of your past. Loving your past. Accepting your past. Whatever you did in the past, love it. Accept it and then let it go. And ask God to make you new. That's what you got to do. Ask God to give you a clean heart, to make you humble, and to close whatever hole you had in your soul or in your heart, and to go on and let it go. Because we can't make it in this world holding on to grudges. God not going to bless us. You might think you up right now. You might think that you're doing good and all that, but then you still holding a grudge from 10 years from a simple misunderstanding that you could have sat down and talked to somebody about. And sometimes you be holding grudges against people they don't even know. They have no clue. But you walk around with your mouth out. If you see them somewhere, you frowning up, calling them names, and they don't even know that you even feel that way because they don't know. The most important thing I learned growing up, my mom and dad used to tell us all the time, don't judge a book by its cover. Get to know somebody first before you judge them. Don't listen to what other people say about something. Find out for yourself, because when people talk, they take away, they add, and they don't tell the truth half the time. Or they tell their truth or what they want you to know to make themselves look good and make the other person look bad. And we do that. Yes, we do. We do that all the time. Because we want people to be on our side. And we'll take away from what it is and make that person look bad. And that person ain't never did nothing to you. Or half the time, they don't even have a clue of what you're talking about, or that you even have even feel some type of way towards them. I can speak on that because I just went through a situation myself. Had no clue until somebody told me that this person posted something about me on Facebook. And I'm like, about what? All because of a misunderstanding. All because of misunderstanding. And anybody know me, I'm very humble, I'm peaceful, and I'm quiet. I don't bother nobody, and I don't start nothing. You can't find my name out there anywhere, being in no type of nothing, start nothing. All you can find my name out there is out there serving and helping and doing whatever I can to help people. So it baffled me for this person to say these things, and all they had to do was just talk to me. They know me. They know how to reach me. If they felt some type of way, all they had to do was just pick up the phone or say, we need to meet or whatever, let's talk about this. But instead, we want to blast on Facebook and say all these things. But you know me, and anybody that know me, I turn the other cheek. I didn't comment back. For what point? Because I know me. And I know I didn't do nothing wrong. So why entertain it? So that's why I said today, you have to let go of stuff. You can't hold on to stuff. That's what it's all about. God wants us to love one another, be able to sit down and talk to one another, be brothers and sisters in Christ. And if we have some type of animosity or anything, we should be able to talk about it as adults, as women, men, children even. Because we have to set that example for our children. We have to be setting that example as disciples and servants of God. This is how you're supposed to act and carry yourself in this world. Because we in this world, but we don't supposed to be living like this world. We're a higher standard of what we're supposed to be doing in this world. We are held accountable by God of how we act and how we treat people. You have to watch your words, because your words are deadly. Your words can hurt people, or your words can help people. Either or, your words can hurt. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You got to watch your words, because your words becomes your habits, and your habits become your behavior, and your behavior becomes your actions, and your actions become your character, and your character becomes who you are, and who you are becomes your destiny, and your destiny is your life, and your life is what it is because of your words. You got to watch your words, So if you negative all the time and here holding on to animosity and saying foul things about people, people gonna start seeing you as that type of person because the words that come out your mouth. So you have to let go. Sit down and talk to somebody if you have a problem. So that's how I felt about it. I said, well, you know, the tongue is powerful. You have to watch your words. You know, I had friends say, well, you ain't gonna say nothing back. You should have. No, I don't have no reason saying anything back. I don't have to defend myself about nothing because I know I didn't do nothing wrong. And this person been knowing me this long, and we always could sit down and talk about anything. So again, if you had an issue, all you had to do is come talk to me. Simple as that. Because your words, things that you say about people, can hurt people. It can cause a lot of problems for people, especially if you're not being truthful about stuff. If you only tell it half of this, half of that to make yourself look good, then you can cause a lot of damage to other people, not to mention yourself. And black women, we are the worst people with words. Our tongue is so powerful against one another. We like to tear each other down instead of building each other up and lifting each other up. And we shouldn't do that because we are the most important part in this world. We half of the man that brings life into this world. And it's our responsibility to teach our children to be better. Set an example. You know, so we have to, like I said, love our past. Let it go. And you know what? We have to ask God to make us new. And we got to watch that tongue. We got to watch that tongue. And these times, it's just too silly to be walking around here saying all this different type of stuff and having animosity when we in a crisis. People losing their jobs, people losing their lives, unemployment, you know, people sitting up here on ventilators in this hospital trying to fight to stay alive. And this, the numbers keep rising higher and higher with this pandemic. And then our children are at risk. They're trying to go back to school. And there's a lot of children that are dying now as well of this disease. So we ain't got time to be sitting up here with bull crap. Not to mention, we got this pandemic and we got so much other social injustice going on in this world. You know, racism, we got killing, we got inequality, all this stuff going on that we have to try to focus on. And the most important thing we have to focus on is thanking God for letting us wake up to see another day, to fight another day, to make it through another day. So we shouldn't have time trying to hold grudges against one another and talking ill will against one another. We shouldn't have time for that. We should be coming together, setting examples as servants of God, because that's who we are. If we believe in God and we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, knowing that He got on the cross and died for us, and we are His disciples, we are supposed to be out here in this world fighting the enemy, because He gave us the power to do so. He gave us the power. He gave us the power. Luke 10 and 19. And I posted this scripture on my page today because it's powerful. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. God gave us power to fight these evil, to fight this racism, to fight all this stuff that's going on. He gave us power over the enemy. And He said, nothing gonna happen to you as long as you do my will and you are my servant. I'm gonna protect you. Nothing gonna happen to you. No weapon shall form against you prosper. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Instead of fighting one another, we got to be fighting the enemy out there. that unseen enemy that's running rampant across this land and taking souls and causing all this chaos. That's who we're supposed to be fighting, not one another. We're supposed to be getting God. God gave us the strength. He gave us permission already. He gave us the power to do all that. Instead of us using that power against him, we're using it against one another and ourselves. We got to change our mind frame. We got to change our thought process. We got to change our hearts. We got to do that. So we got to let go. We got to love our past. We got to love one another and let all this animosity go. With all this going on, we should want to be better. God said better is coming. But when it comes, we should be better after that. We should be better towards one another, better to ourselves, better to God. Be better servants for him and disciples. That's what we should be. I know people are on edge and people are angry about things. Lord, I pray for the young man that lost his life with the police the other day. Two people in this community that I live in lost their lives to violence. And I know people are on edge. But we can't turn on one another if we want to stand together to see justice. You have to be patient and let God take control of the situation. And he's going to put people in place to do the work. But don't tear them down that's trying to do it. Don't do that. We have torn each other down so much. And it's time for us to come together. If we want to make change, we got to stand united, not divided. We have to do that. And we have to do that. And we need to understand that. And God woke me up. It is 2:43 in the morning. But he put this on my mind and heart, woke me up and said, get up. You got to say this. You got to talk about this. And here I am. I'm talking about it. And I hope whatever I'm saying can help somebody. Because that's what it's all about. It's helping one another. Speaking our truth. Speaking my truth. I have no problem. I never had a problem with people judging me or saying stuff about me, because a lot of times people talk about what they hear and not what they know. And anybody that really know me, they know that I'm not anything like anything. I'm my own self. I'm a totally different breed of person. You know, I do. So I hope this little snippet of what I'm saying, it can help somebody. You know, just talk for these little minutes. Love your past. Let go of animosity. Let go of any type of things that's going on in your life. If you have an issue with somebody, go to that person and talk to that person. And y'all forgive one another. Because life is too short. We're dying every day. God is angry with us. We're not being obedient, and the world is in chaos. And he's going to let it continue to be until we cry out and be sincere and call out his name for healing of this land. And until then, we're going to continue to go through. The just going to suffer just like the unjust. So again, I hope whatever I'm saying can help somebody right now. Just felt like talking about this little snippet for a second. You know, sometimes you got to be obedient. And that's what all I'm trying to do is be obedient and do God's work. He told me to get up and say something. And here I am talking. And I'm going to continue to do this until he tells me to stop. I know I don't be as consistent as I was before. But I haven't stopped doing it. And I've just been thankful for all he has done for me in my life and my children and my family, and continue to do. And as long as I can continue to help other people and fight for what's right, that's what I'm going to do. And if I step on people's toes, I'm sorry. If you take things the wrong way, I apologize. But no, it's not me, my heart. It's just me doing God's work. Sometimes you have to step on people's toes, you know. So, again, thank y'all for listening. And again, I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good morning, a good day, a good night, however. Bye.